Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about former President Donald J. Trump and New York and decisions and orders and denials and the one thing that he got granted, and just kind of run through the events of the day when we're talking about the stuff that occurred outside of the main proceeding. Okay, so starting off, one of the things that everybody wanted to know about, the gag order, the violations of that. The judge found that he had violated it 9 times, gave him a $9,000 fine. Judge did not seem happy with that, and indicated that he believed in cases where the defendant was wealthy, that maybe a higher fine was more appropriate, but then kind of turned it into the alternative is jail kind of statement. We'll see how that plays out. Trump had the appeal pending. He appealed, trying to get the judge thrown off the case and get a stay based on his claims of presidential immunity. He said that the whole thing had to stop until the Supreme Court made its decision. The court just denied it. Just no. So there's that. The judge who he said told him he couldn't go, or it looked like he wasn't going to be able to go to a family function, a graduation, and then right-wing media got super mad and told everybody that it had actually happened. Okay, I said at the time none of that was true, and the judge actually said, well, we'll have to see where we're at as far as the trial goes. The judge did make the decision on that today, and yes, he gets to go. So all of those people that pushed that idea that the judge had said, no, he's not going to be able to go, and it's a great travesty, and this shows that the judge is, you know, very, very unfair, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, all of that outrage of the week was completely over nothing, totally manufactured. The order that many of them led people to believe had been, you know, had been extended. Just, it never happened. So that is the one thing that Trump got. He's going to be able to go to the graduation. Everything else was a loss for him today. I know there's going to be people who are looking at the gag order violations and saying, well, that's not enough. And I mean, it certainly appeared that the judge agreed, but it doesn't seem like the judge was ready to toss him in jail just yet. Again, we'll see how that plays out in the future. So the stuff inside the courtroom, it's more of the same. It is, at this point, they're providing a lot of details. And they're doing the tell them phase of it. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.